What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
So it's been a productive morning this morning already. Up at about 5:30. Baked myself a pecan cranberry banana bread, have done 2 loads of laundry, and here I am talking with you all. So it's Saturday, it's December, we're preparing for the holiday season, and I do have a bunch of callers here lined up. I'm going to do my best to get to every one of you. But part of the reason that I'm opening with, a little conversation here, is every year, we try and get rid of what's not working for us. And 2023 has been a very high, very low year. It's either been a whole year of highs or a whole year of lows. And really what we want to do is just get to even. We just want to get to even. So what I keep getting here in your cards is I keep getting that 2024 is the year of you creating your legacy. So if numerology-wise, you add 2 plus 2 plus 4 together, so 2024, it equals an 8 in numerology. Now, 8 is the number of fate, karma, and destiny, and if you turn it over on its side, it's the infinity symbol. So if you're going to launch anything, 2024 is a really amazing year to do that. So you want to get rid of what's not working for you right now. Like I have a couple of computers that they're years old and they're just sitting, taking up space right now and not doing anything. So what I need to do is take them to a computer place and have them destroy the hard drive and get rid of them because they're just clutter. So whatever is cluttering up your space, whatever clothes that you've been photographed in and you look later and you go, geez, I look horrible in that. I found out that there's a few colors I can't wear because of that. But all of that leads to you going into an energy of the universe providing for you what you actually want. So that's why I wrote the little 9-day energy reset that I advertised there at the beginning of my program, 9dayer.com. It is a ritual you do for 9 days on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. Tomorrow happens to be December 10th. Great day to start it. It'll cost you about the amount of a cup of coffee at Starbucks to download it. And then there's some supplies you need to buy, which might cost you an extra $6 or $7. So it's a wonderful way for you to set the tone for your new year. And I have people that do the ritual on the 1st of December, on the 10th of December, and on the 19th of December. They just do it pretty much for the whole month, except those last few days. And again, I always encourage people to sage your house after you've done all this cleaning out. on New Year's Day morning. So just letting you all know that in case you don't hear from me again until New Year's, because I've got a lot going on, so I may or may not be doing a broadcast between now and the end of December. So I want to give you all that information. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 651 area code. Hello, 651. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christiana calling from
Minnesota. Christiana. What's your question for me today?
At first, I want to let you know that I am seeing my doctors. I found out I was pregnant on December 1st, and I'm really happy about it, but I am having some health issues, and I was just wondering if you see this pregnancy being okay, the baby being okay.
So nothing I tell you replaces that of a actual qualified medical professional, okay?
I understand.
What it is saying here, though, is that this looks like a successful pregnancy. And sometimes when a pregnancy is a surprise, I like to tell people that it's a spirit that can't wait to be here. So it might be a surprise to you here in this mundane earthly realm, but not a surprise to you in the spiritual realm. Do you see what I mean? But this mm-hmm. is saying that this child couldn't wait to be here. The vibration of the child is coming up as a boy. And what's really interesting is that this boy is ultimately going to be very quick-witted and maybe even an amazing athlete. So I'm not worried about the quality of the pregnancy at all. And you're going to follow all the right advice. You're going to watch the sugar. You're going to do all the things that are healthy for you. Drink lots of water in the morning, right? And you're going to do your best to stay as calm as possible. But according to the way your cards are coming up today, is it says this little boy couldn't wait to be in your life and for you to be his mother.
Aww. That's so sweet.
All right,
sweet.
Girl. Thanks for the call. Let
thank
me
you.
Know. Keep me updated, please.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi,
702. Are you there? All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. And then I've got somebody else here from 702. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 702, who's this? Hello? Hi, 702? Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. So, you guys, I'm basically going to call out your area code. And when I call out your area code, that means I'm chatting with you specifically. So, just let you know. Now, I'm going to go to area code. Hold on. 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ann.
Oh, hi, Ann. What's your question today?
I have plenty of money to rent an apartment in January and all the deposits and everything, but most people want a full-time job. And do you see me finding someone that would accept me to get a job, or will I find a job before I get the apartment?
So the answer to that is yes, and the way to do it is to work your political environment to your benefit. So I'm going to tell you the quickest way to get a job. Are you ready? I mean,
sure.
They will hire you just by you walking in the door. You ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. You go to a staffing service, any staffing service, Manpower, Kelly, I don't even know if Kelly Services is still in business. You just go to one of the staffing services, Express Staffing. You go to one of them, and you get yourself hired, and every morning you call in at 7 o'clock, and you say, I'm available for work. Now, the cool thing about that is that you can say that you work for the staffing company as a job. So as soon as you go on one assignment, you can actually say that you are working for Express Personnel Service. Because they will hire anyone that has a good attitude, all right? The other suggestion I'm going to give you is there's an organization called Ascent Talent, A-S-C-E-N-T talent. Now, this is gig work. This is working anywhere from 2 to 3 days for about 8 hours a day. Now, what's wonderful about these people is they pay anywhere between $25 and $50 an hour, depending on the gig. A lot of these places are you show up and you help people register for a trade show. Do you see what I mean? The work is not hard. They train you, and it's all about last-minute employees. So the answer to that is yes, you will have some sort of a job so that you can say, I work for this staffing company and I work for this gig company, and it shows you have a job.
Yeah, I'm in a very small town, and they don't have those, but I'm looking for more.
Yes, they do. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Anne. I'm going to totally correct you on that. There is a staffing company in every town. I promise. Back in my sales days, I used to be connected with staffing services. So I know that there's a staffing service in your town that will hire you and will do last minute things for you. So I'm going to correct you on that, because I absolutely know there's a staffing service in the town that you're in. Absolutely know it. So the answer to the question is yes, you'll be in a place by January, because yes, you're going to go find yourself a place to get hired, whether it's a call center, a temporary staffing service, or whatever. But look up temporary staffing services in your zip code or around your zip code, and you'll find one. I promise. All right, my friend, thanks for the call, but I do see you living in your own space in January, so
great, thank you.
Keep me updated. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I know. All right, I got somebody here from the 775 area code. Is this Wendy?
Hi, my friend Mona. I miss you.
Oh, well, so did you get your Medicare all squared away?
Well, it was the long-term care insurance being approved.
Oh, that's
and I
right. Okay.
Chose wisely. My two attorneys, Kevin and Edward, it was a slam dunk.
Awesome. That's great. So what's your question today?
Thank you. I was referred to a realtor by the name of Michelle, and her broker that she works with is Katie. I told my situation to her. She thinks I'm sitting pretty to buy a house. We're going to have a conference call on the 12th day of this month, 12/12/23. So will I actually buy a house or a condominium or a villa within the next 16 months?
Well, here's the way your cards are coming up. Is it's coming up as you won't need to. So you've already got your long-term care situation squared away, and what this is saying is that the living space that you ultimately end up going to is much easier than managing a whole house. And I don't know what it is yet, so it's not quite it's not in existence yet. That's the only way I can describe it. The thing is that. The meeting on the 12th is more about information gathering than it is about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I worry a little bit, and I'm just going to tell you my worry, is that you may qualify to buy a house, but, and again, this is where things might get a little dicey for you, is that, first of all, do you want to manage a whole house? Secondly, how can you prove ongoing income for the house? To be able to buy the house.
Yeah, it's proven by a letter from my attorney for lifetime payments and also the history of my payments.
Okay, there's going to be some red tape. That's the way your cards are coming up. So I would make this conversation information gathering. I would definitely be as clear as possible and transparent as possible about your situation. But it's, if you were to ask me a direct yes or no question, am I going to get a house? The answer, the way your cards is coming up, is no. But there's a but. No, but there's some sort of other living situation that works out to be a better fit for you. But I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Let me know what happens.
I will. I hope I find my garage soon. Thank you.
All right, bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What's your question?
The question is, will Dan, my attorney, help me win the settlement against my current employer?
Okay, hold on. Your current employer is not a very nice person. I'm being as gracious as I can. There's a very narcissistic quality connected with this person, and you're not the first person that's ever put a lawsuit against him.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting here is that you may not be able to do, and this sounds very weird, but you may not be able to do the actual real way of settling a lawsuit. In other words, there you are very transparently putting up what happened. Right, but the whole right to work state, the whole there's some classic employment law that he's going to lean into. But what it's saying here is that you need to have this. I'm gonna sneeze. Ah, dang! I hate it when you need to. Better. Okay, so you have two cards, the minor and major version of kind of the same card. What this means is that there needs to be something brought up that would embarrass your employer. So the usual way of doing things where there's like an NDA or non-disclosure or blah, 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 whatever it is, it may not be the path to go. It may be instead that that the last thing in the world this employer would want to have out there would be a newscast on how his employees were treated. So I would ask your attorney that question. Is there any way at all that the idea of how he treats his employees could ultimately be a public issue for him?
Okay.
So it's you going in a different direction or a different approach than the classic, you did me wrong and you need to pay me money. It's slightly different. So I would ask your attorney, I think that if the reputation of his company were to be tainted in any way, or that you have proof that what you could present publicly would taint the reputation of his company in any way, that may be the tactic to take. So ask your attorney about that. But the way it's going right now, it looks like he's clever, and I'm not using clever as a compliment. He's clever about how he would handle that.
Okay.
All right. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. All right, see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code. Let me see. They're not there. So if you guys want to be on the air, you have to press the number 1. It puts you in my queue. Otherwise, I just see your number. So I'm going to go to area code 703. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Andrea.
Oh, hi, Andrea. What's your question today?
I want to let you know you're right. I did get that new job, but it's not all it's cracked up to be. Yes, it's actually almost worse than the one that I had before. So.
Hang on. The fact you have the job means you're now worth more money at the next job. So you are more valuable employed than you are unemployed. So even though you kind of feel like you jumped from the fire into the frying pan kind of thing, what I'm getting, though, is that it's the best place for you to be temporarily. So what's your question
today? Actually, I had two interviews this past. I had one on Monday and one about 3 weeks ago. Do you see one of them coming through?
Hold on. So this is saying that you're probably going to – okay, this is kind of interesting because you have the number 7 repeating here. So, okay, that's just interesting because the I'm not sure that either one of those jobs would be a good fit for you either. What I'm actually getting is that the better job presents itself in January or starts in January. So it could be that the job that starts in January is the better job, and you would probably hang out at this one until that one started, so that you could do a little bit of a trapeze act, that once you got the new job, then you would probably not give notice at your old job or this job until right after the first of the year. But I'm getting that there's a better job coming in January than the job that's presented in December. Now, it could be you get the job in December, but you don't start till January. So, but I think there's a third interview that you're going to go to within the next week that is probably the better job.
Okay.
So what line of work are you in? Wait. What line of work are you in?
I do kind of like administrative type stuff. Admin.
Okay, so I wonder if you might, and I know this sounds like a bizarre suggestion, but I'm going to just throw it at you. I wonder if you might apply at one of the engineering companies as a project assistant, like a project manager assistant. And I would look specifically at engineering companies. All right, because if you can go in more of the project manager realm, so you go in as an assistant initially, which is really admin, coordinating, all that, but they would train you how to be a project manager. So project manager, with all the admin skills that you have, kind of levels you up a bit. So that's where I would point my flagship if I were you, is in the direction of, say, engineering. And it's weird that I'm getting that for you because it just flew into my head. So I got that specifically for you. So it's not about just a plain old admin working for some person and writing their letters. It would be an admin that was specialized in project management.
Look, engineering project manager. Indeed.
Yeah. Engineering project coordinator or manager.
Yeah.
You want to look up that in your city, because I think there's a better job being presented to you, and you really do want to feel like you're part of the family in the next job.
Yeah.
You want to feel like you're included. So.
Yeah,
all right, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Let me know what happens, please.
You're welcome.
All right. See you later.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Carla.
Oh, hi, Carla. What's your question today?
Hi. I just wanted to see what you see for me.
Okay, do you have a specific area, like career, love?
Yeah, career.
Which one? Okay, got it, career. So there's a so people have made an assumption about you that you're supposed to be a certain way, and you actually bring way more skills to the table than what people have sort of pigeonholed you or identified you with in some way. So my thought would be, even if it's sort of a level position, if it's a transit position from one to another, but it pays the same, if it's like a lateral move, but it puts you into something where you can learn something different or show skills that are different, to me, that's the better opportunity. Because whatever you were doing before, frankly, you were a bit bored at it, and that, yes, you can do it well, but you're kind of tired to be, you're tired of being classified by one category when you can bring so many other things to the table. So a lateral move where you can do those new things would be way more fun for you than staying where you are. And it's interesting because there's a man here that's probably going to hire you, or he'll be your supervisor in some way, but he's got brown hair and blue eyes, and there's a real kindness about him. He's very easygoing. He's easy to talk to, and it's so funny because it feels like a huge contrast from the kind of people that you've had to work with before, which really weren't very fun. So this is saying that something that you've always wanted to do could be presented to you if you just decide that you want it. So what line of work have you been in?
I do a lot of spiritual work. I read cards. I do a guided meditation instructor. I'm just going to be launching some meditations on the music platforms in the next, on the 18th of December, and my son-in-law is helping me with that.
Okay. So, hold on, Carla. Got to ask you a question. Your mm-hmm. area code is Las Vegas. So did you
yes.
get the psychic arts license?
Oh, yes. I've had that for okay. 12 years in the city.
Okay, awesome. So if you have, you want to lead with the fact that you have the psychic arts license in Vegas. You want to lead with that, okay? Because mm-hmm. when you lead with it, people know that you've gone through a criminal background investigation in order to have that specific psychic arts license. So do you have a shop somewhere or do you work from home?
No, I work from home. I was working in a couple of psych shops here, but I have been working out of my house for a number of years. So everything's word
okay.
of mouth for me.
Okay. So... And do you have a website? Do you have a way people can find you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're going in the right direction. And it also sounds like there's just, you may want to, maybe the card that's coming up that's talking about people pigeonholing you or deciding that you're kind of stuck in one place. Maybe it's where you decide to show up in a group where that's your category. Like so one of the places that I'm I've got an exclusive category is an organization called ProNet, and I'm wondering if you found
mm-hmm.
a collaborative group where you can say this is what I do, and then that category would be exclusive to you. So it's saying that you're going to make a recommitment to the things that you really want to do, but I see a man with like a healing energy, so it could be that you, for a very modest amount of money, rent a small space within his office, and then you can meet people in person too. So it's just a thought, but I got to
yeah.
go because it's right at the end of my program.
Okay.
So
all right.
Thank you, Carla.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you
bye.
So much, Mona. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.